Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us again for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. Often we have the opportunity to hear a personal testimony. In fact, several years ago when I started the opportunity to broadcast for Word for Life, that was the format that was chosen. And it's so neat to hear individuals, most of them from our church, just telling their story. And Jack Gardner's in the studio this morning. Jack, good to have you.
Nice to be here.
And I'm going to ask Jack to just kind of share his story, because every one of us have a story of God's grace. Amen, Jack?
Oh, amen. Yeah.
And you today are here at the church, and you often help us with the radio broadcasts and a lot of editing and things like that, but man, this is an opportunity just to be a part of the broadcast, and we're glad that you did.
Well, thank you. I've really been glad to be a part of the church. It's been a real blessing in my life, as you have been, Pastor Greg. And you know, I grew up in the Midwest, grew up in a largely Catholic home, and, you know, as I was growing up, my mom, she was a born-again Christian. She started seeing some real differences in what she was reading in the Bible versus what, you know, she was seeing in the church, and she was questioning that. And, you know, I'd heard about the Lord, certainly from her.
Right.
And, you know, she was saved, and as a kid, I tried real hard to embrace it and thought I knew it, could talk about it.
In other words, it was in your head.
Yeah. I just didn't really think I really fully understand Jesus and what he did,
right,
for us at the cross
and
the whole dynamic. And so around November of 08, I was in a lot of apprehension, fear about the world. You know, I was praying to the Lord one night, and I wanted him to show me, you know, himself and to calm my fears.
Right.
I don't know exactly what the dialogue there was, but I just know it was something of the nature of, well, how will I know, Lord, that you've heard me? And he says, I give you my word.
Yeah.
And boy, that registered, because it was time to pick up a Bible.
Okay.
And so
which
I did.
Is his word.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I did. Started to read it as an adult, and just clearly immediately knew that I just didn't understand it as a child too much at all.
Right.
It was really only till I started to read about Jesus and started to finally get to know him that I really was blown away by what I was hearing.
Do you think you had religion before that, but no relationship? Is that something like that?
I think it's pretty safe to say, although my mom had a relationship, you know. I mean, I was living a pretty worldly lifestyle as a teenager and in my 20s and well in my 30s. So
right.
You know, as I was reading, obviously, I was really blown away by the words and, you know, how people would try to corner him, you know, even with the taxes and, you know, give to Caesar what Caesar's and give to the Lord what the Lord's. And it was just amazing when I would read his words, the kind of power, the unharnessed power that they had.
So you were reading one of the Gospels then?
Yeah. It started with Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Right.
You know,
right.
That way, as people should,
I think.
But I just really started to finally understand the dynamic, you know, of why he came to die for my sins, our sins,
right,
and the need for it, and of course, you know, my need as a sinner to be saved,
right,
and it was pretty convicting, you know. Obviously, there were many nights where I was closing the book up, going, "Okay," sweating on my way to sleep, you know, because
it
wasn't real easy to hear, still isn't a lot of times,
right.
But
right.
You know, I knew right then and there. I mean, I knew then that I needed that, and so, you know, from there, I continue to read and try and stay in the Word. And, you know, it's pretty exciting when you're a new believer. And sometimes, you know, your faith starts to get tested. And, well, that's a whole different ballgame. Okay, here
right,
we go.
Exactly.
Now we have to apply what we've heard. You know, and I failed at times. Still do. And
we all do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, there was one pivotal part for me that I had read in the Bible, and that was about forgiveness. And I came to that one night, and it said, you know, forgive or you won't be forgiven.
Right.
I was
really
convicted by that, because in my life, you know, I had plenty of unforgiveness, I'm sure, towards many people in different situations. But two in particular I was really holding on to, and that was a situation with my sister. And quite a long time ago, my sister was murdered.
Mm.
And she was murdered by two people. And it was a very heinous crime.
Sure.
She was strangled. She was decapitated.
Oh.
And it was just a series of really, really mm-hmm. bad, mm-hmm. bad things that you never think you're going to have to go through. So, you know, I've been holding on to that quite a bit. I really had hatred in my heart.
Sure.
For these guys. And I was really convicted by that. Tried to pray, and I thought, you know, I do need to forgive them, but I couldn't. I turned away more than a few times.
You didn't want to forgive them?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
And one night I said, you know, I really need to do this. And I chose to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And really with my heart, let it go.
Okay, okay.
I'd had a lot of pain in my life, you know,
sure.
due to that.
Right,
as,
right.
As, you know, one can understand.
And basically, if you had asked anybody out in the world, you know, is it okay for me to be bitter against these guys?
Mm-hmm.
100% of the people would say, you better believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll never get a whole lot of pushback, you know,
right,
with the
right.
world at the helm.
Right.
They'll tell you everything you want to hear.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. The exact opposite of what the Bible says.
Yeah, the loving God says.
Yes,
who forgave
yes.
us and says forgive others.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you don't always have control of those circumstances in which you are forgiving the person.
Sure.
And that was one of them. And, you know, it took quite a bit for me to do it. And I'd like to say that when I finally did it, I didn't do it. He did it.
Right.
And, you know, it really did release
mm-hmm.
from
mm-hmm.
me. The pain, the deep pain, the real mourning.
Okay.
Constant, you know, thinking about it.
Nagging.
Haunting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Uh-huh.
And just the deep sadness, too. And, you know, what you find out is when you really let go of something like that and you really leave it to God, you don't really truly hate those people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can actually say that I don't hate them, and
mm-hmm.
I want to see them go to heaven.
Right.
You know, I want to see them changed.
Mm-hmm.
And only the Lord can take something that heavy.
That is so true.
And lift it.
Yeah.
Because we can't. We don't
no.
have the strength to do it.
And even the Lord's Prayer that says, Lord, forgive me of my sin as I forgive those that sin against me. And it really is difficult to grasp that because we want to say, but Lord, they don't deserve it. And God immediately says, and you do?
Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, I look at my own life, and since becoming a Christian, I've had a pretty ample amount of time to examine my own shortcomings.
Right.
And, you know, when you're worldly and, you know, you think everything's dialed in, and then the focus of the gospel bears down on your life.
Right, right.
You know, it's pretty overwhelming, but it's necessary because you really realize, hey, you know what? I'm a sinner.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, sin is sin. And, yeah, you know, maybe I haven't gone out and done something like that
mm-hmm,
and, or
mm-hmm.
something like this. And, you know, we could sit there and compare sins all day long, but the fact is sin.
Right.
And we are all sinners swimming in the same pool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's hard to admit that bitterness is sin, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Been there.
Yeah.
Done it.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that it does take control of you if you
mm-hmm.
let it. You know, just
mm-hmm.
like unforgiveness.
Somebody said that bitterness is like drinking poison and hoping your enemies will die.
Yeah. Because it's you that really gets infected.
Yeah, yeah. You're the one that drank the poison.
Yeah.
But the message of forgiveness is such an important message to recognize what you have just shared, Jack, that it relieved you of the burden. And like you said, even of some of the sadness
mm-hmm.
that just clouded your mind day and night. It gave you a release, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've had to ask for forgiveness from other people. Many times.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, what a gift when you get that.
Oh,
back.
My. That's the truth.
But you're right. When you really let it go, from your heart and say, okay. And, you know, my life, I failed in many areas, and I still see it. I listened to the Lord there, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. And it's proof that I need a constant reminder myself that you need to give it to Him.
So what you're telling me is you did it before you felt like doing it.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It was a choice.
I never wanted to do it.
Right. It was a choice before the feeling came. And see, so many times people say, well, when I finally get to the point that I feel like I can, then I will. And they never feel like they can.
Yeah, watch carefully, because you may just sit right there in that same thought process for the rest of your life.
Right.
It's true. You said it best. You know, you act on it, and then He takes care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage anybody that's on the fence, on that threshold of that with someone else to give it to the Lord. You know, like I said, me extending it to someone else, you know, and having it even extended to me, you know, what a blessing that is.
Yeah.
And then obviously what the Lord has done.
Right.
You know,
right.
For my sins, past, present, and future.
Yeah.
What a gift that is.
And then when we remember that Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 45 to 48, that we are to love our enemies. You know, we can't hate them and be bitter against them and obey what God commanded us to do. So if He commanded us to do something, Jack, then that means He's going to enable us to do it, doesn't it?
Well, that's true. And I think that's a good reminder for me to even hear.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
And just extending that to others
and
showing that love for them, it opens up all new possibilities. Because I think when you empty yourself of that and what you're holding, you open yourself up for the Lord to pour into you.
Right. It's kind of like Jesus on the cross. He's praying to His Father, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So here is the main Roman soldier watching and listening, and he's never heard anybody being crucified, pray that God would forgive those that were responsible for it. And he's going, what? But because he saw the love of God and the forgiveness of God, at the end, when it was all said and done, he was able to say, truly, this was the Son of God. And so what an awesome testimony that is when we finally reach that point that we are able to get over our anger, over our bitterness, or whatever it is that we're facing, and be able to be a testimony of God's grace. That's when the unsaved people say, wow, now I see God. Well, folks, we have run out of time, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. If God is speaking to your heart, let Him do the work. You forgive. Let Him take care of the rest. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.